Hi, I'm Bernard Saint-Laurent. You're listening to a podcast of the Word of the Week from the CBC radio program C'est la Vie. Each week, we take to the streets of Canada. We ask people how they use our French Word of the Week. Then I chat about it with lexicographer Joanne Blais. It's lots of fun. This week, our word is face, face.
Hi, my name is Dominic, and I'm in Vancouver. I'd like to introduce you to a French expression. It is, vous perdez la face. That means that you make a blunder and you lose face, literally. So the meaning is, you lose face.
Hi, my name is Anne. I'm in Vancouver. One thing that I really don't want around me is a two-faced person. Une personne avec un visage à deux faces.
My name is Mark. I'm in Vancouver. When I was a teenager, I crashed my parents' car. I had to face my parents, faire face à mes parents.
My name is Melanie. I live in Vancouver. And when I'm teaching my grade one students how to play a game with a partner, I tell them to stand face to face, face à face.
Hi, this is Yasmin. I'm in Vancouver. And like everyone else, I had a big turkey dinner on the weekend. And we stuffed our faces. And to say that in French, you could say se bourrer la face, to stuff your face.
On s'est bourré la face. And that's how people in Vancouver use our word of the week, face, F-A-C-E. To find out more, let's go to Ottawa to speak with our word lady, Joanne Blais. Hi, Joanne.
Hi, Bernard.
So...
se bourrer la face.
Se bourrer la face.
So Canadian.
I know. To stuff your face.
Yes. I guess it comes from
what
English,
do they
right?
say in Europe?
I don't know. On s'est régalé.
Régalé.
That's a different level.
Right. You're right. So bourrer la face probably comes from English stuff.
I'm sure. And we have very Canadian, many Canadian usage of the word face.
Like?
How about face à claque? Like we should explain what a claque is, right?
A claque is, go
like
ahead.
Like a slap.
Right.
Right? A slap on the face.
Right.
So if you don't like someone and you feel like slapping that person on the face, you'd say c'est une face à claque.
Mm-hmm.
Not very nice.
No, it's also used for someone who can be snooty or arrogant or condescending and leading you to...
Yeah, they're an unpleasant person, right?
In face à claque. Yeah, yeah. And thinking of that, another one we heard was face à face. And speaking of that, I was thinking of political campaigns. And I remember one where the two politicians wanted to debate each other. And, at this event, all you could hear was face à face, face à face.
Yeah, well, it needs a debate, right?
That's right. That's right. Yes. They wanted one, right? Because they were arguing that one of the two parties didn't want it.
Oh.
So, but it was like this chant. I'll never forget it. You know?
Face à face also in Canada is used for a head-on collision.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Il a eu un face-à-face.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Une collision frontale, un face-à-face.
Right. And sometimes, il faut voir les choses en face, right?
Aha. Uh-huh. You have to look.
And there you wouldn't translate it with face, right? You have to
see things clearly.
Yeah. As they are.
As
right?
they are.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But it means really concretely facing something.
That's right.
Hey, Bernard, I'm going to New York, right?
Yes, I know. To celebrate your birthday.
We booked a restaurant qui fait face au pont. Brooklyn.
Oh.
We're going to face the Brooklyn Bridge.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes, maybe. And I don't want to face the bill.
And allez-vous faire pile ou face pour savoir qui
who's
va...
Who's going to pay?
Yeah?
This is really good.
Heads or tails, pile ou face.
Yes, on va faire pile ou face. Yes, probably. And do you know the expression face de carême? Faire une face de carême?
No.
Carême means Lent.
Yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
And during Lent, you should be fasting, so you don't look too good,
right.
Maybe, right?
So
I don't know.
Faire une face de carême?
Yeah, meaning...
Oh, my goodness.
It means... I think that's what it comes from, right? But it means... Faire une face de carême is... You have a sourpuss. It means that you don't look too happy. I guess maybe in Canada, we would say more... Faire une face de bois.
Yes. That's...
Right?
That I'm much more familiar with.
That's
wow. Face de
so
bois
Canadian.
Means...
Yeah,
you're so, you know... you just...
You don't look happy.
That's right. There
right?
is nothing will please you.
Exactly.
That's right.
Exactly.
Which is never your case.
Well.
Alors, à la prochaine.
À la prochaine. Bye.
Bye. Joanne Blais, our word lady, and she spoke to us from Ottawa. You've been listening to a podcast of the Word of the Week from CBC Radio. If you'd like to comment about what you've just heard, go to cbc.ca and click on Contact Us. If you'd like to subscribe to other CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasting.
Thank you.